SBS Radio.
In the age of cyber attacks and election meddling, the New South Wales Electoral Commission is about to embark on the country's largest online voting project. At the last New South Wales state election, more than 250,000 people voted online. That number is expected to rise to 500,000 people this election. To be eligible for iVote, you must have poor vision, have a disability, live more than 20 kilometres from a polling booth, or be interstate or overseas on election day. But cybersecurity experts like Melbourne University's Vanessa Teague have concerns.
There's really two things you want out of an election. You want the votes to be private, and you want the answer to be the accurately recorded will of the voters. I'm concerned about both of those things in the context of iVote. There's a concern that electronic votes could be exposed, and there's also a concern that software bugs or security problems or direct manipulation could cause the answers to be different from what the voters wanted.
The last time New South Wales ran iVote in 2015, Ms. Teague and her Melbourne University colleague, Chris Colnan, managed to hack into the system. They exposed a serious flaw which could have allowed votes to be manipulated. This time around, Dr. Colnan says they have similar concerns.
Anytime you're doing voting remotely, you're increasing the chances of things like coercion. When you tie that in with the internet as well, it makes the potential for attacks much wider and they can be performed at a much larger scale.
Last year, the Electoral Commission ordered an independent review of the iVote project. It found while risks existed, they weren't great enough to prevent online voting from going ahead. They also recommended coordination between all state and federal electoral commissions to roll out online voting. University of Western Australia's Dr. David Glass says he believes adequate security measures are in place. He says the benefit of online voting, particularly for those with disabilities, outweighs the risks.
Clearly, there has to be a lot of oversight and transparency in this whole process, but it's not beyond the government, despite its history of being able to do this.
On the streets of Sydney, voters had mixed feelings about the project.
And in today's day and age, I think it's more foolproof, more effective.
Difficult to say when you find out that Parliament has been hacked.
Everything's moving towards, you know, we're in that technological bloom right now, so it makes sense.
In a statement to SBS News, the New South Wales Electoral Commission said they were confident about the safety and security of the iVote process.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.